also noticed that when Coach Aaron Fernald called off the press, the Kansas City Redhawks felt a little bit more at ease, and things were just working a little bit better for them.
Ryan Brown, you've been listening to the huddles the whole way through. What's the feel, and what are your thoughts on the second half?
The feel of the game right now is whoever can execute better defensively. Both coaches have preached defense to their teams, and whoever has forced more turnovers has seemed to then feed off of that offensively by going down and getting buckets, getting easy buckets at that, and also getting fast break points. I think Kansas City can get right back into the game if they buckle down on defense and get back to it like they have the first few games of the year. FedEx basically needs to keep up their pressure defensively and also keep the throttle down offensively while keep shooting the lights out of the ball that they have in the first half.
And keep shooting the lights out like our Pee Wee squad's out on the court right now is playing, as a lot of baskets are being scored out there for the little guys. But as we are about 3 minutes away from starting the second half, you're tuned to WLAW Sports at the half. It's FedEx leading 31-25 over the hosting Kansas City Redhawks. That'll be Kansas City surging in the last moments of the first half. When we return, we'll come back with your second half action. FedEx versus Kansas City on the WLAW Sports Network.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't get caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with your independent Thumb Insurance Agency representative to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Pat Stecker with Thumb Insurance. Call today for a no-obligation quote for all your insurance needs. 1-800-233-9533.
Psst. Hey, you. Looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin-yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
Second half. It's going to be Cassidy Ball on the side to begin the third quarter. Out there for Cassidy is number 2, Sawyer Cuthrell. Number 12, Jacob Perry. 22, Curtis Dickinson. Number 23, Mason Early with 3 fouls. And number 30, Tristan Coots. Out there for Bad Axe, we have Heinz, Geiger, Morneau, Jurgis, and Labor. At the right elbow, over to the left wing for Cuthrell for 3. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Labor. Feeds it up to a speeding Derek Geiger. Now slows it down at the left wing. Back at the top, Tommy Morneau. Wide open, takes the 3. This one bounces high. No good. Rebound Labor. This one's blocked and brought in by number 12 for Cassidy, Jacob Perry. Here comes Cuthrell on the go. Down to Kuntz, down the lane. Goes up for the layup. This one's off the mark. Rebound on the putback by Dickinson, no good. Rebound, Bad Axe on the move. Geiger puts this one up, gets rejected by a foul on the rim, and we have a foul on the rebound by Bad Axe. It'll be Cassidy Ball. If Bad Axe's first team foul of the second half goes against number 23, Devin Jurgis, his first. So no harm there, really, for the Hatchets. As Cassidy brings it up, left to right across her radio. 7-12 left of the third. 31-25, Bad Axe lead. Tristan Kuhn at the left block, trying to do a spin move. Nothing there. Has to kick it back out to Perry. Perry now back up to Cuthrell, top of the key. Back over to Perry, left wing, being guarded by Geiger. Perry back to Cuthrell, top of the key. Dribbles twice down to the corner for Tristan Coons for 3. No. Rebound of Bailey Hines, tipped out by Curtis Dickinson. Bad Axe ball. 6:47 left in the third quarter. Still no score in the second half.
That was a lot of good action by the Cassidy Redhawks. I think it's exactly what Coach Bernal wanted.
As Tyler Bernal goes right down the lane, untouched, 4-2. He has 13 points, and now is back to an 8-point lead for the Hatchets.
But I don't think he wanted that.
Mark Crew clearly told his team to push it down the court, and that's what they've done so far in the second half. 6.5 to play in the third. Cuthrell down to the key, being guarded by Morneau, drives down the lane, puts it up on the right side, gets fouled on the way up, and he's going to line for 2. Sawyer Cuthrell was fouled on that one. And by number 12, Tommy Morneau, his second. Team second. As the first free throw is up, it's smooth and looks good. 3 points now for Cuthrell, the sophomore, 5'9". 7-point lead for Bad Axe. Cassidy has trailed as many as by 16 in the second quarter. As second free throw rattles in, 2 for Cuthrell, 2 for Cassidy. Now back to a 6-point deficit, 33-27. Geiger from the left wing from the 3, yes! Derek Geiger with his second 3 of the night has 6 points, both off the 3, pushes it back to 9. Jacob Perry drives down the lane to the left side, picks up the 2. He has 3 points of the night, 7 points. Is what the difference is. Hines is in the corner, and Mark Berg wants to call a timeout to discuss things. He's still leading by 7, but wants to call a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. John Mooney, what does Mark Berg see in the second half he hasn't seen in the first half?
Well, right now, I think he called timeout because that ball is flying all over the half court, and it really wasn't aimed at anybody. I'm sure he's going to be saying, guys, we need to go ahead and pass the ball to the blue shirts tonight. It was a good timeout to take, exactly when that was happening. Slow them down, let them catch their breath, say, look, you guys are playing with the lead. Let's pretend we got the lead, all right? play a little more relaxed and a little more on the set, and we got this.
5-4 back.